Reporter John Fleck covers science and policy for the Albuquerque Journal. He says one of the models shows carcinogenic chemicals reaching an Albuquerque water utility well as early as 5 years from now. Another one shows that we've got 40 years until the contamination gets there. That's because it's really hard to determine what exactly is happening 500 feet below the surface of the Earth.
I mean, you have to remember this is 500 feet underground, and so it's very difficult to sort of see what's going on down there. I mean, one of the scientists I talked to described it as, you know, laying on the ground on your back and looking up through a soda straw and trying to come up with a weather forecast. Very difficult to see what's going on down there.
What are the different models showing as these studies are being done?
So the big question has been for a long time, so how much time do we have? How long is it going to take for this contamination to reach drinking water wells? Because that's where the real major threat is. And estimates have varied widely, but they're just sort of back of the envelope estimates. And so for the first time this year, we're starting to see much more detailed groundwater modeling calculations where they do these sophisticated computer simulations of how the water moves through the aquifer. And the first really detailed one came out January, and the Environmental Protection Agency concluded that contamination was 30 years away from the nearest drinking water well. And that immediately drew a lot of criticism from people both inside the agencies working on it and community activists who think that that may be overly optimistic because of the difficulties in doing groundwater modeling.
What are those difficulties doing groundwater modeling? Can you break that down a little bit?
Sure. It's really complicated down there. What we're talking about is thousands of feet deep old river sediments that are sands and gravels and clays, and the water moves through it at different speeds in different areas. And so when you're running a model, you have to sort of make some assumptions about how fast water moves through this aquifer. And there's a lot of argument among the scientists working on this about what's a realistic value for hydraulic conductivity and also whether the modeling work that they do might miss what some of the scientists call fast pathways, areas where the water flows really well and are in between where the monitoring wells have been drilled and are too small for the models to capture, that might make the contamination reach the drinking water wells more quickly than the models would indicate.
So the modeling by the EPA is saying it's going to be about 30 years.
Right.
What are some of the other models that are done by different agencies saying?
So the second model, which was done in an Air Force-funded study, done for the water utility's water contingency plan, came up with, if you were to continue pumping the way we're pumping groundwater now, about a 40-year scenario. There are some people who've done some more simple kind of back-of-the-envelope calculations inside the agencies that have come up with much shorter time frames. The Environment Department did one that said 5 to 7 years. So what you've got is this huge range of uncertainties.
And so what are the next steps right now?
The Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, with funding from the Air Force, is working on the development of a contingency plan, which does a couple of things. One of the things it does is try to determine the location for some more wells to get more data between where we know the contamination is and where the drinking water wells are. And the contingency plan also will look at alternatives for water supply. What if the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority has to shut down the big Ridgecrest well field, which is a major source of Albuquerque's drinking water? How would they find alternative supplies? How would they move water around their system? And that's a really, I think, one of the challenging parts of the problem is what if those wells show contamination?
In your reporting on this, what is your sense of where things stand now? I mean, is it just going to be more studies done and filling in the knowledge gaps there for a while?
One of the really important things, one of the points I tried to make in the story in Sunday's paper, is that no matter how much we study, there will always be knowledge gaps. And ultimately, the science can't tell us how fast this stuff is going to get to the well field. So Dan Sarowitz, one of the researchers that I talked to, talks about the need to just recognize that that uncertainty is inherently there and not try to figure out which is the right answer. The community has to decide how much risk we're willing to put up with, and therefore how aggressively the community, the State Environment Department, and the Air Force really need to deal with this, because we're reaching the point where we need to start seeing some cleanup action taken. And that hasn't happened yet. I think there's a lot of frustration that we haven't seen stuff cleaned up yet.